Overseas now, Joshua Wong, one of Hong Kong's most prominent pro-democracy activists, has been sentenced to 13 and a half months in prison over anti-government protests last year. Mr. Wong's longtime colleagues Agnes Chow and Ivan Lam were also jailed for 10 and 7 months over the same protests. Their sentences come as critics of the government say it is intensifying a crackdown on the city's wide-ranging freedoms. Our correspondent Richard Kimber spoke to our producer Lily Della Porta last night.
There's a big crowd gathered outside the courthouse here. The sentencing has just taken place in the last 30 minutes or so. There's now large groups of reporters, also supporters of Joshua Wong and the other two activists, who are gathered outside waiting for them to be driven out of the courthouse, just as they were a week ago when they were all here in the same place pleading guilty to the protest charges. They'll be driven out any moment now in armoured police buses and taken to their respective jails, where as the sentencing is now concluded, they'll all be sentenced for 7, 10 and 13 and a half months respectively.
So Joshua Wong is handed that longest sentence of 13.5 months. Can you break down these three sentences for us?
Yes, I have the court document actually in my hand. Joshua Wong had pled guilty to two charges relating to protests that took place last year outside the police headquarters here in Hong Kong. He pled guilty to a charge of organising that protest and inciting others to join in that protest. As a result, and on top of his previous convictions, he's been jailed before. He was given the longest sentence of the three activists on trial in these last few weeks. Ivan Lam, the second activist, he was given a 7-month sentence. He also pled guilty to inciting others to join that protest. Agnes Chow, given 10 months, the middle of those two sentence lengths. She had pled guilty in addition to a separate charge of taking part in that protest. She's the only one of the three who has not previously been jailed for her activism, which is why her sentence was slightly less than Joshua Wong's.
This is a significantly shorter sentence than was being talked about. Can you tell us why we're seeing shorter sentences here?
They haven't commented on why they have not issued the maximum sentence today, which was expected to be around 3 years and could have even been 5 years for the charges that they were facing. Talking to people outside the court, some people are saying here this is somewhat of a political move to issue a sentence that is seen to be strong enough to deter other young people from expecting to continue protesting for the rest of this year, but not necessarily so strong to prompt widespread international condemnation. And so there's talk here outside the court of this being something of a balancing act. It's so much of a different atmosphere in Hong Kong now after the passing of the national security law in June. Any form of protest march that used to be authorised by police have since been rejected, and there have been countless cases now of protesters coming to court over their involvement in protest activities. It's really acted as a very strong deterrent for anybody, irrespective of their age or the strength of their political activism, to continue to believe that it's necessarily a good or a safe idea to continue doing so. So I don't really think the fact that these three have been sentenced is actually going to be the defining factor in what happens in the coming months. I think the bigger question is really whether there'll be any type of concession amid growing international pressure from Beijing or the Hong Kong government with regards to the way that they're currently managing this social divide.
And that was correspondent Richard Kimbler.